Blog Talk Radio.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Paulie.
Wait, hold on. Let's start this thing again. Where the hell?
Is that on purpose?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
No.
Oh, I can't even find another switchboard. We got to start this over.
I got it. Wait,
I got
this
it.
One?
Wait, do we both get it?
Switchboard's working a little slow tonight. Here we go.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. Now let me start with a story here. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is February 20th, 2013. I started this show, now this is before I even knew Eddie, back in June of 2009, okay, when it was Blue Shirt Banner Radio. And after, I think it was either our first show or the second show we did, we had a caller who also has a show on Blog Talk Radio. And we talked and we got to be buddies with him, and then Eddie came on and I started doing the show with Eddie, and we continued our internet radio friendship, as it were, and this man's met Eddie in person, and this guy used to do a show that was all about hockey ball. It was a 1 hour shit show all about hockey ball. He'd have like 60 callers, everybody's talking over each other. And that's where the plate spinning song first came to fruition, because Eddie played it on his Ranger Crisis show and goofed on this particular show. And then his show evolved into more of a hockey show, whereas, you know, we continued with our Ranger show, and then he made friends with a former NHL player, and, you know, we continued our little friendship as the years went on. But this person made some comments to Eddie once in a while that were kind of offhanded, and what you would call, kind of offhanded remarks about how, you know, he never thought we were as good as at what we did as he is at what he does. He kind of looked like he was a professional. Well, now his ratings have gone completely down the shitter, and you see how many people are in our chat room, and we have a worldwide following. We'll have more people at our viewing party next month that listen to that show in a month's time. But last week, my friend, my co-host, my partner, Edward, decided to listen to this particular show and made a comment in the chat room about one of the callers and was booted from the chat room. Booted.
Jim, you seem to be...
No.
Okay.
Snubbed, my friends. my people, my brethren, our leader, the man we look up to, the man that we congregate with, on a, who has given us years of laughter, banned from this show's, from that show's chat room. Banned! There were four people in the chat room and they banned him. How dare they? That show will never be mentioned again. Oh, it will be made fun of, but it will never be mentioned by name because we will not turn it into a pot fan sucks.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Paulie. Your show sucks. I feel bad for Kotze having to suck. Kotze must be ready to... Kotze must drink so heavily before he goes on the air with you to have to sit through that with your... And you just sit there and... Right. 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 Right.
You're picking a little...
How dare you ban my friend? When you ban my friend, you ban all of us.
First of all, you blow this.
The
Blue State
Underground is forbidden from listening to that broadcast. Forbidden. You are forbidden. I don't put my foot. I am drawing a line in the sand. You are all forbidden. Verboten. Unless you want to call up and prank them. In which case, I'd like the clip of it, and we'll play it on this show.
Now,
John,
to be fair,
ever heard of that other show? No one has.
Right. Well, let me just clarify here. Now, I think offhanded may have been the wrong word. I think...
Underhanded?
When I spent the time with Paulie, I think there were backhanded compliments rather than offhanded compliments. Rather than, you know, Paulie was telling me, see, you have to understand, me and Jim are two schlubs. I have no aspirations of going anywhere with the show. As a matter of fact, we've been a tremendous success at going nowhere. And Paulie has aspirations of making it in radio. Good for him, whatever. But, you know, don't kind of give, like, backhanded compliments that our team's, you know, our show's not really serious and that we take phone calls and there's no need for phone calls because, you know, if I want to hear somebody else's opinion, you know, and then you change your whole format to kind of accommodate phone callers. Okay, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. I mean, I got no beef with Kotze. I think Kotze is great. I think Kotze is one of those knowledgeable guys out there. You know, there's no doubt about it. But if I go in your chat room, and speaking of which, if you want to go in the chat room, Coaster's already in there.
Yeah.
Because
see Coaster.
There's Sauter over there now.
He's banned. He's finished.
He's banned too, Coaster. Yeah, go to their viewing party, Coaster. So anyway, I go in the chat room, and you know, you guys are out there. I mean, you call bullshit on bullshit. You know, Paulie's trying to put a show where they don't take any guff. They, you know, they say how it is. But then as soon as there's a dissenting opinion, I got booted. Now, I know I'm a little crazy. I'm a little out of control. Maybe I scared Paulie. You know, maybe he's trying to hold on to his listeners. And he doesn't want me to come on and ripping everybody. Maybe that's not my place. But I went in there as a fan, not as like some rival or anything like that. I enjoy the show. It provides interesting. I like Kotze's take on stuff. I mean, I disagree with a lot of his stuff, but that's what it's all about. So anyway, I get in there, and I start hearing some ridiculousness. I mean, Paul D's talking about we made a mistake in getting rid of John Scott.
What?
John Scott were around. Geez, getting away with stuff. And I'm like, it's building. And then this chick comes on that was talking about how she doesn't like Rick Nash in the beginning of the season. Now, you guys really were right about Rick Nash. And I'm like, this chick is clueless. Rick Nash is an all-star. She was like, I'm against Rick Nash, whatever, because I listened to the show. So I said, I'm calling in. I'm all revved up. I was on hold. I was on everything. Then boom, bang, spring. I'm booted. Because I wanted to take to task a lot of this stuff that they were saying. And they like to mix it up. Kotze, let me tell you, if you want to mix it up, he's the guy to go with. He's good at arguing. He loves to argue. He loves to get down to brass tacks. I love that. I wish me and him had our own show. Well, you know, Jim, you know I love you, but I'm not going to, you know. I mean, our own segment, how about that? So anyway, so I get booted because I couldn't hear the nonsense anymore. That the you know, the constant anti-Euro, anti-Russian thing. Paulie trying to make him believe like he's, like he was an old-time guy, like he's like he played with Kotze. It never happened. Stop talking about, oh, that's not a hockey. I watched the Islander Ranger game. It wasn't like the old days. Nothing's like the old days. Me and Jim could sit here and play the I Remember When game all day. 2013. I was a little miffed. I called Jim, and then I called Jim, and it's all off to the races. Jim is ready to unload an arsenal, his minions throughout the country to work the wires, to work chat rooms, to prank. I said, calm down, Jim, but he was making me laugh with all his pitches. I couldn't shut him down. So that's the crux. So if you've been seeing the Facebook page about how no one puts Eddie in the corner and all that stuff, that's what that's all about. So, you know.
Nobody bans my friend. Nobody.
Maybe he didn't know it was me.
Come on. Oh, look who else is in there. Oh, all right. All right. Not right for her.
Who?
Not right for her. The bell tolls for you, I'll tell you that. Here's a little hint for you.
Oh, Bella Bell's in there?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Kavinsky on this team.
What's
that? Who she's following. That's, you know, I'm over here now. Well, listen, you know, I'm not trying to let them do their, I think they do a good show what they do. But don't give me, say our show is too long or there's no format to it. Fuck format. I don't need a format. You want a format, go watch NHL Network. This show is just fine the way it is. I felt a little bit insulted, a little bit. You know? But, you know, Kotze's been nothing but great to me. I mean, he's a great guy. I he's fantastic. Plus, I'm afraid of him. You know, there's a lot
former
of things coming.
Kotze's a former guest of the show.
Kotze was at
our first viewing party. I got no problem. We got no beef with Kotze. Kotze didn't ban you from his chat room.
That's right. He would never. He likes to go at it.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So we got that.
We all know your nose is growing right now, too, that Pinocchio.
I can't stop him, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm mad. I'm mad for you.
Oh, don't worry. It's not a big deal.
Parks here. Nobody bans you.
I mean, did we boot Paulie when he told us that Brandon Dubinsky was going to be the next Cam Neely? I mean, he said that.
Yes, he did. And Cam Neely.
Come on. I mean, you know, listen, everybody's allowed to air their ridiculous opinion. That's what we have a show.
Right.
All right. So let's move on from that. Much love goes to the... Well, not really. Paulie, I'm mad at. I'm mad at Paulie B. That's it.
That's
can't
right.
ban. I still haven't gotten over the Game Show Network banning because I called Richard Dawson a drunk. They banned me. I mean, come on. Look at the guy's nose. It was my match game. Everybody was drunk on that show. All right. Now, I'm about to say, let's get down to business. Get down to beeswax. How about your New York Rangers? Wow. Jim, I'm going to let you go with it.
Boring. Boring. Well, I don't even know what else to say about last night other than, you know, here's what I'm going to start. Okay? Rick Nash, for the second time this year, a player who one minute is having a maintenance day and sitting out of practice has now missed multiple games. First it was Dan Girardi. That was the same line of bullshit they gave you about Dan Girardi, and now it's Rick Nash. A maintenance day is a guy sitting out practice. He's a little banged up. We're going to let him rest so he's good for the game. I wouldn't believe this organization if they told me the world was round. I wouldn't believe them if they told me Kardashian liked black guys and had a big ass.
It's just like a, you know, you're a redneck kind of thing?
Whatever. Oh, I'm aggravated now.
Well, I mean,
I'm worked up.
Well, you should be worked up. I mean, that was a really bad game.
The only way
I'd be more worked up is if I actually paid to see that crap last night. I mean, both teams were god awful.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those games that I saw a lot of reaction around about this player stinks and the coach should be fired. I don't think that game had anything to do with anything. It just was a bad game. It was bad on both sides. Everybody should have been fired. I mean, for that performance. Refunds. I just felt like in a prototypical Ranger game, you know, from last year, we hold the team to 18 shots. We only take one penalty. We usually win that game.
Right.
You know, we had like 40-odd wins last year, something like that. And a lot of them were like that. And it seemed like Montreal kind of did that to us last night. I mean, they iced the puck so much. I don't know what the final tally was on it, but the Canadiens just got that lead and just iced it. And since the Rangers can't win faceoffs, and really, it was just a total bust of a game. It was a waste of our time. 16 icings, Waz is telling me. 16 icings. It was awful. It was an awful game to watch. Tortorella summed it up well. You know, both teams were bad. You know, and even I was reading Rick Carpinello's Ranger Report blog, and he had said that he talked to a couple of scouts, and they said it was an awful game too. You know, out of town scouts, so even they, you know, it did take a genius to figure out that that game was a snooze fest. But there seems to be a lot of dissension amongst the Ranger fans now on what's wrong, how to fix it. You're seeing on these message boards, you're seeing even on our Facebook page, it's become like a cannibalization of fans. Everybody wants to argue and get crazy, and I know how to fix this, and I've been a fan for X amount of years, I've been a fan, but you don't know anything. Everybody just shut up. I mean, I don't mean that literally, everybody shut up, but just with a little bit of civility. And there may be some younger fans who don't know the routine. They'll get baptized by fire. They'll be smacked around a little, but they'll learn. And the older people, yeah, I know, the kid, yes, the guy I might know, he's only been a fan for 3 years. He was 2 months old during the cup run. He was, whatever. He never saw Don Murdoch play. He never saw Harry Howell play, whatever. So it'll be more accepting and just get I like a lively discourse. And, yeah, if you got to throw some sarcasm in there, but they call people fucking idiots. And I think about it. So I'm worked up over a hockey game. Get a life. Wait a minute. I'm doing shows every week. I got to get a life. But besides that, yeah, I mean, is there things to be pinning this thing on? Am I in fire Tortorella mode? I don't know. I've never been happy with this guy. I mean, I've been sated, to use a word, but I've never been happy with him. And, you know, they won a lot of games last year. And, you know, the outcome was not, you know, the outcome could be due, and most likely maybe, due to how he's coaching. We don't know that. We just know they had a lot of success last year playing his style. And it's not working this year. And then all the people say, well, look at the record and the things aren't as bad. I think when you come into a season with such high expectations as we did, coming off last year, we expect a certain level of play as a fan. And we're entitled to that. I think that is logical. I think it's illogical to say, you know, who, I don't know, just to say that getting rid of the coach is not an option. It's an option off the table. I don't think John Tortorella has proven to us that he is a, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a baseball coach that's always under fire but always proves in the end. Like Joe Torre, I think he was under the gun a lot of times. And they have a really higher standard with the Yankees. But it's just, it's a little ridiculous to fire the coach at this juncture. The whole season is bastardized by this shortened season. It's so tough to tell. You know, everybody wants to dissect everything. I really didn't feel it free. You know, I didn't feel it fair to, like, dissect. You know, we're going to start rooting against Tortorella now so he can get fired. I don't think he's going to get fired, even if they don't make the playoffs. I mean, Dolan isn't paying attention to this team unless they're on HBO. And Sather, come on.
You are now in the
hoop team. What's
going
on?
There we go with the coonery already.
Well, you're like a light heavyweight. What's a light heavyweight going to do?
Yeah, well, I got the heart of Brandon Prust. 847-843-4545 is going to be taking the course calls here real shortly. But again, got to shout out to Bella and say thanks, Bella. She had the whale game. She brought her iPad just so she could tune into the show. So that's pretty cool stuff. We've got a lot of people in and out of the chat room. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't really gotten in there too much. But you know, we're going to get here. We're going to hit the phone line soon. Here's another big one this week. Real big one. And I posted this on my Facebook and my Twitter pages. And I just said, OMG WTF. And I think everybody knows what that means. But I'll tell you what. If I was a Predators fan, coach, player, I would have been incensed last week. The Predators were incensed over Matt Duchene's blown offside goal. And the NHL confirmed.
Wow. Can you guys hear me? Am I on the air? Nobody is reacting to me. Okay. So at least you can hear me. I don't know what Jim is doing. See, I told you, Jim is just, he's off the rails.
We can hear you.
Yeah,
I had to see if that would work. I wanted to see what was going on, what was so important. We got Bella
oh,
in a whale game with her iPad just so she could listen to that disaster. Hell, I'm gonna bring my iPad to the hockey game so I can listen to Paulie D.
Oh boy. Are you incensed about that Matt Duchene offside call?
Oh my God, I couldn't sleep. The Matt Duchene, if he doesn't get 10 games, it's a disgrace to the league.
I told you, folks, he's off the rails.
Nobody.
It is what it is.
Exactly. Nobody snubs my friends. Nobody. He will pay.
Wow.
Have it.
So what was I saying before? I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience.
Cry have it. And let's put the dogs of war.
So, I can't stop laughing. Where was I? I lost my point. I was like, is it ready? What?
You said you want to fire Tortorella.
Oh, yeah, the Tortorella issue. Just, you know, he's maddening when they lose. And I think a lot of people are just happy with his handling of the young kids. And there's been a debate whether he's done a good job, whether he's done a bad job. Where do you stand on this issue, Jim?
I think he's a horse's ass, but he's still a good coach. He's not getting fired, so I'm not wasting a whole lot of time on him, to be honest with you. He's not going anywhere. They're not. Or he's not, I should say. He's not going anywhere.
Maybe, yeah, I'll call James Patrick up now that he's freed up. He has no, you know, he got fired, him and Lindy Ruff over there
in
Buffalo.
Did he get fired too? I didn't know. I knew Ruff got fired. I didn't know James Patrick. You know what? I didn't have time to read the story. I was so incensed over Matt Duchesne. Oh.
Yeah. You know where that's going on, Paul? You can talk about how bad Gary Bettman is. Ooh, newsflash. Gary Bettman's a douche.
In other words, water, in other news, water is wet.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
But anywho, you're right. Cordero is going nowhere. And you know, I'm gonna tell you know, I'm always going against the grain here. And you know what? I hear where Chris Kreider ain't playing. What Chris Kreider do last night? Hit one shot on net. All right, okay, guy. Whoopee. You want to play in this league? Make a difference in your 5 minutes of ice time. Look like you're doing something out there. Show me something. I mean, it's not like this guy's getting chance after chance and he gets benched. He scored one nice goal, and then I haven't seen anything from him, really. You know, everybody is so, like, you don't understand. I mean, in this league, there's different ways you come in. Not everybody is like the Edmonton Oilers, where they have no choice and you're 18 and you're on the third line or the second line or the first line. There's a different, you know, maybe he has to go to the AHL for 2 years before he comes back. Maybe he just doesn't start on the Rangers. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I just know that we seem to get hyped about these youngsters, and yes, he had a great playoff. But maybe that was just a freak thing. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know that a lot of fans get upset when he's, you know, fucking Brandon Meshuggah or Stu Bickle or one of these other idiots is in the lineup instead of him. I mean, come on. Did you see that Brandon Meshuggah last night?
Barely.
I mean, he made Brian Boyle look like Eric Heiden. I mean, this guy looked like he just learned to skate. It's horrible. Should never see the NHL, that guy. He's a goon who didn't fight. What sense are you? Move along, Meshuggah. So, I mean, let's give it a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shay.
See? All right.
So maybe I can get James Patrick in here. If he got fired, and maybe I could have him fix the Rangers' power play from here. We could do that. Break it down for us.
Yeah. James Patrick.
Mesh Potato, Mesh Shitter. They're coming up with a lot of great nicknames.
I still like
you really
miss
out the power that much? I don't know. It was just a crappy game. And didn't it annoy you that Pruss was so happy? I know he's getting paid by the Canadians and he's a Canadian, but after they scored, he's hugging and like it's a... I'm like, yeah, you fucking asshole.
It's not like the Rangers mistreated him. But can I just make one comment on Brandon Prust?
Yeah, give it to me.
It's not even really on Brandon Prust. But how bad are you at taking faceoffs if you lose a faceoff to Brandon Prust? I would like to ask that question of Brad Richards. Can we get this guy a flu shot or something? He's losing faceoffs to Brandon Prust. He lost a faceoff to Brandon Prust.
Who lost the faceoff? I missed that.
Brad Richards.
Oh.
Lost a faceoff last night, early in the game, to Brandon Prust.
I think I dozed out.
Maybe Richards did too. Who loses a faceoff to Brandon Prust?
Oh, on the power play, William Toth is telling me.
Justin! Good evening, Justin. Good evening to all of you in the chat room. We are glad you're here. You all have taste. You all have intelligence. And that is why you are here and listening to this show. and we appreciate you.
I don't know if they have taste.
They have taste. They got class, they got taste. And we do take phone calls here. 646-478-4692 is the number. With Justin on hold whenever you are ready.
Well, we got to ask him why his woman is over at the Instigators.
Talk about something else.
All right.
I asked him that question.
Oh,
I got a nice text back about it.
Oh, okay. So, moving on. Well, there's a lot of other things to talk about. I mean, other than that game, it really doesn't deserve much to talk about. I mean, everybody stunk their joint up. I really didn't think anybody on the Rangers played well other than Hagelin and Stepan, maybe. And I was about to get on Stepan because you've seen that line's playing well. I know it was, it was broken off because of the Nash injury. The maintenance days, now it's turning into the maintenance month. It'll
right.
Probably turn into. February is maintenance month. Maintenance month. But I was starting to say, you know what? Hagelin's dealing with playing good. Stop telling me that whole line is playing good. I don't want Hagelin's making that whole line look better. But then Stepan did make some good plays. He still didn't do too well on faceoffs, but what are you going to do? But Hagelin is still playing at that high pace. And Marin Gaborik again, he's back in the weeds, ready to hopefully he'll emerge from the weeds. He hasn't been as involved as I'd like him, but I
ever since you told people to get off his back and leave him alone, he went right.
He's got one goal.
Yeah. Way to go, Ed.
Well, you know he's gonna get his 25 goals. You know he's gonna get that. So whatever. Now, we have this thing swirling, and I don't know where it came from. The first time I heard it was from Russ Cohen, who actually, before the season began, said the Rangers should try to go after Ryan O'Reilly, and although he's a restricted free agent, I don't know a whole lot about Ryan O'Reilly, but apparently his game is burgeoning. He's a burgeoning star, emerging star. And now the Rangers seem to be in the talks of trying to acquire him, and a lot of people have put Michael Delzato in that mix. Any feelings on that, or you just don't even want to rack your brain with rumors?
Well, isn't it funny how every time I'm just looking at somebody posted the video for Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner on our Facebook group. Isn't it funny how every time there's a trade rumor, Michael Delzato's in the middle of it, but yet 90% of his fan base can't stand him? Like, it seems like everybody wants him except Ranger fans.
I think they look at the stats, and I don't think Delzato got off to a good start, but then he wound up getting benched, and then he hasn't been all that great lately. It feels like they're just not going to give him the responsibility that he needs to have on this power play. I mean, you look at the stats, the guy was in the top 15 in defensemen in scoring. He's certainly an offensive defenseman, where offensive defensemen are a big-time commodity in this league, especially when you want your power play to go well. Plus, you have to have a guy generating a lot of shots. You have to have guys on defense that can shoot the puck in this league. The Rangers don't really have that. And why he's being benched in lieu of a forward that on the power play, on the first line power play, it makes no sense to me. When your power play is now, what are we, 6-for-56 or something like that? And,
something like that.
Right. I think a lot of people are, they're down on Delzato. I don't think a lot of it's warranted. Some of it's warranted, but, I don't think the defense as a whole has really played all that well this year. And that's the scarier part for me, is that they've always been there to bail us out, and they've been very sloppy. They've been sloppy in their own zone. The power play, they're so sloppy. They're so sloppy and so just no determination. There's no sense of urgency on that power play. Everybody's just standing around, and Richards gets that puck, and he's looking, and it's like, oh, God.
That's after he loses the faceoff to Brandon Prust, and he chases the puck all the way down the other end. That's unforgivable. You can't lose a faceoff to a pug. Come on, it's Brandon Prust. If Brandon Prust was still on the Rangers and he beat a guy that's supposed to be decent on faceoffs at a faceoff, we'd be laughing our asses off about it. He beat Tavares on that faceoff. You lost a faceoff to Brandon Prust. What's up with this guy, Brad Richards? He can't win a faceoff. Oh, I'm doing good. 80 degrees here in Fort Myers.
Well, I don't know. I think Vince, yeah, he has to get more time in the power.
I'm not a crazy person, despite the brain injury.
But, I mean, seriously, thank you, Paulie. The thing is that they've been giving him more time. When did he have to be upgraded? He should have gotten time, and this is why we signed him. This is why it was, oh, we got to get you in camp, and you be a pro, and... This is one of the frustrations with Tortorella. It seems like he's playing games. That's why I think it – and he's trying to buck the system in a lot of things. He's trying to do things his own way, and it frustrates a lot of fans that he's trying to kind of reinvent the game in his own mind and the way players develop and – I don't know, but again, like you said, what's the sense of talking about? This is, you know, this is a dead issue because he's not getting fired.
Right.
Just announced, John Tortorella
fired. That'd be rough. The new coach.
So let's get to the phone calls. Let's hear what people got to say and people got to vent.
Oh, and how about
you want to check up?
I just wanted to ask, how about the media asking him today, what's wrong with Nash? None of your business. None of your business.
What
is it with this guy?
He needs anger management. I'm sorry, he needs anger management.
He needs people skills.
It's part of the job.
All right, let's play the song real quick, and then we'll get to the calls.
I'll answer these questions here first.
What?
No. Nope. Next question.
Just ask the question. Great.
I'm not talking about the refs.
No.
Next question. I'm not talking about the calls.
No. No.
I'm not talking about the game.
What?
It becomes a mental game. It's just one game.
Next question.
Do you have a chance?
Yes.
Next question.
We need to attack.
Yes.
Next question.
Yes, I do.
What?
Next question.
No.
I know. Both power play stunk. And both teams stunk. These type of situations happen for a reason, and it's good stuff. It's real good stuff. It's really good things. There was a lot of bad things, but there's some good things.
It just keeps on building.
What?
Yes.
No. And I'm not trying to be a smart chance, but stuff like that, it's a bunch of crap. I disagree how our team's been portrayed here, but...
Stop coaching, Pat. Next question.
I'm talking about the refs.
Next question.
I'm talking about the game.
Next question.
Just ask the question.
Wait.
We'll play the same way.
Keep banging away.
Next question.
No update.
Good, thank you.
No.
Why don't they just play that instead of even putting him in front of the media? I mean, why doesn't Rosasco come out with like a little boombox, like a 1987 boombox, put it up on the podium, and then they play the song, and when the song's over, he carries the boombox.
Yes, like John Cusack did in that movie.
Right, yeah, say anything. Except in this case, it's the sequel.
Say
nothing.
Say nothing. The John Tortorella press conference story. That's pretty funny.
We get one of those
voices on the air. See how we write these bits?
And you get one of those, like, you know, you get the guy that used to do them is dead, but you get one of those, like, doomsday voiceovers.
In a world where a hockey coach says nothing.
You know, and then the song plays, and then it's John Cusack as John Tortorella. It ain't nothing. And, you know,
there you go.
And then you get Peter Gabriel to do like a special version of the song, you know, just for the movie.
What's the name of the song? Somebody tell me the name of the song. You come up with a. That's another bit. Right now, we're writing skits live on the air.
Meanwhile, in Tampa.
Meanwhile, why don't you go back? Yeah, why don't you check in with that show?
Hold on. Let's see. I got to figure out. I don't know.
Your line? Instead of it.
What's that?
What's the song called? Like In Your Lines or something. Joe Negative. In Your Lines, the song.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, very good.
Hold on a second. Talk for a second, because I may have to remove myself from the call to do this.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Dan Murphy said it's in your eyes, so it should be maybe in your lines. I don't know. We'll work on it. So I'm a little bit –
why would hockey be any different?
We're back.
Yeah. I don't know. We discussed it a little last week, and you brought out the point. As long as he's winning, there's not much we can say.
Well, in the end, you know, the bottom line is in the end, it matters about what happens in the dressing room, what the guys in the dressing room think, the guy that signs the checks upstairs, Mr. Dolan, the guy that signs the second part of the check, Glenn Sather. Really, we can general manage. Anytime we want.
Here comes Paul. Get ready, Paul's
what we are
right
now. I mean, that includes me, a former player. I'm a fan now.
Right.
I got nothing to do.
Right.
I got nothing to do contracts, Rangers or the NHL or anything. So, you know, we can general manage all we want, and that's what we do as fans.
Right.
And, yes, there's legitimate arguments, I think, on both sides here.
Oh, he dropped out. Well, whatever. Yes, so ladies and gentlemen, Jim's at the reins, and we have been kind of dropping in and out of the Instigator Show with Paula D and Chris Gustafus. Good show. We wanted to talk about, what do we got to talk about? Well, it's the Matthew Shane thing, which I'm still fucking incensed about. I mean, I've lost some sleep about it. We got the Ryan O'Reilly rumors. We've gone over that. Delzato being used as trade bait. Is Kreider the real deal? Looks like we're trying to find out what's going on with the Rangers. Everybody's got a diagnosis. Is Chris Kreider getting the shaft? How bad was the game? We're trying to figure all this out tonight. So if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 646-478-4692. We're rocking and rolling here. My question to you is this. Do you think this can be straightened out, or is this team just in a flux where it's going to be real tough with all the new players that are kind of shuffling in and out? Last year, we basically, for the most part, had the same lineup intact for practically the whole year. I mean, you know, there were some call-ups and there were some, you know, little things happened. We had Tim Erickson up for a while. We flirted with some other guys. But this year, it seems, especially in the third and fourth line, we've already gone through the Ferriero. We've got the Pows now with the concussion. Now we're in the Machinta phase. It seems like we've had a lot of guys up here, and now Matt Gilroy. And to me, I think Matt Gilroy has played decently. I really expected far worse. I didn't set the bar too high for this guy. So, I think he's played decently. I still think he's more suited to play the wing. And we've said this on the show before. He should be that fourth line winger, or, you know, to give him a shot. The guy's got some speed. But Emminger is still down. Now I hear, what did I hear before the show started? Somebody else is out. Aaron Asham. did not skate in practice today. What are they going to do now? I mean, you know, Asham has been okay. I mean, certainly filled the role. I really thought last night that Prust and Asham were going to go at it. I was so surprised that there was no fight in that game. Oh, there was a maintenance day.
Hello, I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Eddie was gone, and then I was gone. So we're back. And what I was saying was that right before we lost Eddie, was that Aaron Asham today became one of my favorite Rangers because he went after he bashed Scotty Hockey on Twitter today. Because I guess Scotty was mouthing off to him, and he called him Asham called him a coward and a Twitter troll, and that was pretty cool. So I'm a big fan of Aaron Asham, and I don't know where Eddie went, but at least for now, it's just me. So I'll bring Justin on, say hello to him. Hey, Justin, what's going on?
Hey,
what's up?
What's up?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know how Eddie's doing because he's gone. Hello? Fucking kidding me.
Sorry.
Are you there? Oh, you are
there.
All right. I thought I was ready to start screaming again about Blog Talk Radio. All right. So what's going on? I don't know where Eddie is. He's dropped off, and hopefully he'll be back.
all right. Yeah, you guys were quiet there for a little while. Not too much. Very disappointed in the fucking shit show that I watched yesterday. I mean, at the end of the game, I just wanted to fucking throw my remote through the TV. I felt like I wasted 2.5 hours of my life.
Yeah, you're not getting those back.
No. Unfortunately, I hopefully have quite a bit left of them.
Eddie
but, Pratt. You know, that was abysmal. Is that how we look without Rick Nash? I mean, I fucking hope not.
Eddie, are you back?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know how long I was on the air. I was actually doing a show with nobody listening here for like 20 minutes. Like,
did you hear
know?
What?
Wait, you still had more listeners than the Instigators, right?
That's
Maybe.
Eddie's trying to be more diplomatic.
Well, because I don't. You're all fired up. Listen, I let you go. You're my partner. I'm with you. It's thick and thin.
They blocked you. That's hilarious.
Eddie, did you hear what I was saying about Aaron Asham, or were you gone by then?
Was I talking about Aaron Asham? I was talking about the maintenance day, the whole.
Yeah, but did you hear what I said about him?
No, I missed that. I missed that.
He bashed Scotty Hockey on Twitter today, and it was really funny.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, called him a gutless coward.
I like that. What did he say to Scotty Hockey?
Well, Scotty Hockey asked him. Scotty Hockey said something to him like, "You haven't earned your jersey yet." And then he said, "Did you make a conscious effort not to play hard against your former teams?" And Asham went back to him. He's like, you know what? He says, I'm all for a chirping. He says, but you're just a gutless coward or something like that. And then he sent out another message. He's like, anybody that follows Scotty Hockey should unfollow him. He's a coward and a troll.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
Do you know who Scotty Hockey is? Can you explain to the fans at home and abroad and across the universe who Scotty Hockey is?
Yeah, he's a blogger and an asshole, and that's all. And he chased after Marcy Braverman for years until she told him to go fuck himself. And he lives in his parents' basement, literally lives in his parents' basement. And he's an idiot. He actually wears a jersey to the games that says Scotty Hockey on it, and all the fans laugh at him.
He's a little bit self-involved.
You're just on a roll tonight.
What's that?
I said you're on a roll tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, fired up today.
He's fired
up. It's the snow, Justin.
Snowing
in Phoenix. What the fuck is up with that?
Isn't it awesome?
Well, it's not snowing where I live.
Oh, yeah. We had a little bit. It's good enough. Got the front yard was nice and white.
Did you get to my... Oh, go ahead,
You should have made a Martin Brodeur like a fat ass fucking snowman and beat him with a hockey stick.
They didn't get that much snow.
You need like a foot.
And Eddie, to answer your question from before, yes, I still think there is plenty of time for them to get this straightened out, and I believe that they will get it straightened out. All I care about is that they get into the playoffs, and after that, I think it'll be a. I think they'll be fine. I'm not worried.
I don't know if you guys heard my thing. Matt Gilroy, yay or nay?
Yay. Still okay with Matt Gilroy.
I'm okay with him.
Yeah, I don't think he's embarrassed himself out there. I mean, he's done what he's had. He's done much better than I thought he would be doing. He's had a couple offensive forays into the which I'm good to see. So I'm glad to see. So I got no problem with him. And this is why, you know, I take with, like, you know, you talk about, oh, the Rangers need toughness. You know, some fans think the Rangers can never be too tough. But, like, in a game last night, they dressed his goon. He doesn't even fight. If you're going to be a goon or a guy who's supposed to be a fight Prust. You know, I mean, that crowd was dead last night. World's most quietest library. And I don't want to hear about your corporate things and your corporate... the corporate seats and the people on the balcony, the west balcony.
Oh, I would like bottle service in the balcony, please. Someone bring me an apple teeny.
There's got to be 1,000 people in that place that can make some noise. And wouldn't it have made perfect sense in that game when you dress this big goof, this big dope, this big dunce, this lumbering nothing.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought we were cracking into the Instigator show again.
I'm done with that.
Could you have woken that crowd up if Mashukana decides to go with Prust? Everybody was waiting for it. He wins that fight. Maybe it ignites the crowd. What's the sense, Torts? You're going to dress a guy who has no purpose except to fight. How come there was no fight in that game? Oh, give me with the acoustics of the garden. That's why it sucks. Get out of here. I ain't buying that. The acoustics sucks. You go to any game in the 80s and 90s, that crowd was, no matter who they were playing, they got excited. Just happy to be there. You are, and you liked it. Now everybody's out getting sushi, getting back rubs, whatever they do over there.
Back rubs.
They got massages and everything.
Getting a handy.
A little rub and tug. A little 4th of July, if you know what I mean.
From the side.
Yeah, from the side.
From the side.
Do you know?
Have you guys seen that YouTube video?
No. That Gino get hit in the face?
No, it's a whole like thing of him saying from the side on like every goal we scored on that game. It's hilarious.
I thought that was Eddie that did that.
Was
it? Did you do that? Didn't you put that together?
No, not me, no.
I thought you did. I don't know. All right. Well.
Gino still continues to heal at the 13-year-old girl rate.
Ow!
He's got a man
Ow!
Up. And then, so what else we got, Jim?
I'm done. I just wanted to rail. Well, we got to talk about the big party.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about.
But before we do, anything else, Justin? Anything else going on? Or
no, I mean pretty much just that was a complete shit show last night. We sucked. It was horrible. I hated it. They better not play like that ever again, or I'm gonna rip my fucking hair out.
And yeah, and what the? I'd like to know what the fuck is wrong with Nash. You know, it's good to know that he has a fucking maintenance day. What is he getting his fucking hair done for the next 3 days? I mean, come on, what the fuck? Is he getting a fucking beard trim, a fresh razor shave? Like, what the fuck is going on? A maintenance day. What the fuck is he maintaining?
Hey, what is
exactly?
He, a Volvo?
Well, I think...
And,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
You, Justin, all right. Go ahead.
I don't know why everybody's hating on Del Zotto so much. I don't get it. I don't. I think he's played fine. Let me ask you this. Well, I kind of gave it away, but I'm sure you all knew already. So on the power play where we actually scored a goal, of course you guys will all remember that because it only happens once every 17 games. Nash made a great play to start it, and then Richards made a pass to who? Del Zotto, who made the nice cross-ice pass to Stepan, which he almost whiffed on but still managed to score. Del Zotto... I think he's been good. He made some mistakes last night in the offensive zone on the power play. I get it. You know, the guy can – everyone fucks up once in a while. It happens. But I think, you know, I don't think he's a liability on defense, and I definitely think he's talented offensively. So I don't understand what the whole hate is for him. I just don't understand it.
I bet you a lot of other teams. That's why like Jim said, every time there's a trade mentioned, they all want Del Zotto. And so there's something going on. There's something, you know. I think a lot of it's not warranted. Some of it is warranted. I don't know. Right now it seems like for every Ranger fan, somebody can find something wrong with every player on this team. I mean, right now Ranger fans, like I said, they're upset, and a lot of it, they say it makes a lot of sense, and there's a lot of people out there making absolutely no sense. And, well, you know, we see it. So,
well, they better come out and play fucking – they better come out and play better with.
Ottawa's a scary proposition because Ottawa's had a lot of injuries. They're totally depleted. No Carlson, no Spezza. They've had no Jared Cowan back there the whole year on defense. They still have the great Kasper Dolgovans. So we don't know if he's going to play or not. He may be brought up. But they drafted 8 rookies. At least they dressed 8 rookies in their last game. So they have a young team. Let's hopefully the Rangers can exploit that. But it's going to be tough. You know, this is where Gavrik and Richards really got to step it up now with Nash out of the lineup. You know, I don't want to see the Rangers go into a tailspin. I want to, you know, come back with a win against a team they really should beat. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they better pick it up because that was some bullshit last night. And I think they will. I think they'll be fine. Nash needs to get back ASAP. And they need to leave Kreider alone and let him continue to play. But other than that, I mean, I think they'll be okay. So we'll hope. I hope so. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Justin.
I'm gonna go take my maintenance day. I'll be back in about 2 weeks, and I'll talk to you guys back.
All right, take it easy.
All right. So let's talk about this thing. It's going down March 10th. It's a Sunday afternoon race. Well, I'm sorry. Do it again. I know you love doing this. So we're having a viewing party. That's right. A lot of people in here. I know Margaret Hurley's been to a couple. I know a lot of you people have been here. I can't really. Robbie's been to one. Plenty of people in here. You can go to these Ranger soirees. It's kind of very sanitized. This is, it is rowdy, it's crazy, we're all together, and if you miss that old-time experience of being with people that were kind of like minds in the blue seats, and even the green seats weren't too bad back in the day, Still, you get that sense of camaraderie. And we're having a get-together on March 10th at the Irish Times, right across from the Garden. They have a website. I talked to the guy. Ironically, his name is Marty.
Marty.
And Marty is like balls out, a big fan of the show. He wants to. He's going to be offering drink specials for us. Rangers are going to be taking on the Penguins. The game starts at 12:00. I mean 12:30. But get there at noon. Let's not get drinking early. Get drunk. Get bombed. Throw things. Well, maybe not throw things, but boo Cindy Crosby. Everybody, you know. And it should be a great time. They got good food there. They have plenty of TVs. It's like high def television haven. A lot of Rangers come in there after the games. Marty was telling me that JT Miller and his family were in there after the couple last week, and it's got a good vibe. And I had mentioned to him that the guys at Slattery's are now really kind of hooked up with the Blue Seat Road Trips guys, and that's fine and all that. But this is like, I told him, I said, I really don't want somebody coming in and like kind of taking our turf and maybe using our name, because I mean, we've had some very, like I said, successful and fun, which is the most important thing, you know, fun viewing parties. And he's like, no problem. Blue Shirt Underground Radio, this is your, you know, I won't let anybody else in anytime. He's like, this is your place. And so he was really welcoming. So there's no admission. You just go. Jim is flying in all the way from Snowbank, Arizona, wherever he is. I mean, it's going to be great. You get to meet Jim. You get to meet me. You get to meet – I get to meet you. Jim gets to meet you. So I hope you – everybody comes down to this thing. I mean, I know it's a Sunday afternoon, but there aren't many afternoon games. There's another afternoon game, I think, that falls like on the St. Patrick's Day parade thing, and that ain't happening.
Yeah, we only had two shots at this, and St. Patty's Day was one, and this one was the other. So you know, we're not going to have – we couldn't do a viewing party in New York City at an Irish bar, you know, the day of the St. Patrick's Day parade. Forget about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I see Rocco Sansone's already a go, and it
brings his
gonna,
books.
It's going to be fantastic, and who knows? Maybe we'll do a live show from it, you know, and if the, I'll have to check for the Wi-Fi, see if they got the Wi-Fi. But so it's gonna yes, Justin, you can bring a tinfoil hat. Maybe we'll have the Frankie lookalike contest. You know, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, people get injured, people get drunk. It's great. I know, so it's gonna be a big event, and it always is. I'm telling you, it's just a lot of fun. And plus, it's an afternoon game, so you can get home and then at night, you know, do what you've got to do at night, unwind, and then go to sleep and get up for work the next day, no problemo.
You know what's funny is I'm looking at the reviews for the Irish Times, and a Devils fan complained and gave him a bad review because they wouldn't put the Devils game on for him. That already tells me that's a great place.
Oh, really?
This guy was complaining. I asked him to put the Devils game on. They wouldn't do it.
Wait, what date is this again? I keep saying, am I saying the wrong date?
March 10th.
March 10th. Okay.
Sunday afternoon. I don't know. Maybe we'll have some. Oh, excuse me. Good morning to Jeff Cooper in the UK who has joined us in the chat room.
Jeff, thank you.
Good morning. Getting ready for his day, delivering the mail to the people of the Queensland.
Now, yes. All right, now, we're getting March 10th, they're playing the Penguins, correct?
No, they're playing the Capitals.
Oh. Jesus. I don't want people to roll like
March
16th,
they're playing the Penguins.
Oh, all right. So we're back to the Capitals.
Right.
So, 10th, they're playing the Capitals. So we can root against Ovechkin, all right? We'll just change it from Crosby to Ovechkin.
Because we're trying to break the streak.
Sorry.
We're 0-2 against the Capitals at viewing parties.
Oh, Jim. Well, we gotta break the curse, the Caps curse.
There you go.
Coming down from Kitchener. He'll be there.
Oh, boy. changing my plans.
You can take his spot. You're not going to come?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would be there even if Cutter was there.
Cutter's going to take his dog sled down from Kitchener?
He's bringing his cats?
Bring his cats. Cutter will be there, ladies and gentlemen. He has confirmed. He's even saying in the chat room, I am coming.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Ah. So what about that?
And you know what else? That's an NBC game, so we'll get to hear Mike Emmerich. With a shot. With a shot.
Well, we'll be so loud we won't be hearing anybody.
That's true.
Well, Vince, thank you for that correction. Cutter, he will now be there, and he's bringing presents for everybody.
Wow.
How generous. So, that's about it for tonight. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, what are the Rangers going to lose? You're going to have to do a show. We do a show because we just want to talk Rangers.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be after a loss. This is not an emergency meeting.
Although
you know,
we are 2-0 after emergency shows.
Yes. You know, yes. So hopefully that luck will carry through to Ottawa. I hope that Craig Anderson doesn't get the start because he's been real hot lately. Cutter now saying he has a job, a real well-paying job, and every present will be at least worth $150 Canadian.
Wow.
Look at this guy.
That is stupendous.
One thing out of
I don't have a job.
No, actually, the Canadian dollar is actually higher than the regular dollar right now. But the guy, anywho.
So we're looking forward to Cutter. He's bringing presents. He's driving down. He's bringing his cats. He's buying the first round of drinks. He's going to sing. He's going to rap for us. I'm bonerific with excitement right now.
Well, hopefully we get better against Ottawa. Tomorrow I've got a court date.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is I got a traffic ticket that I'm contesting, which is fictitious. And it took 18 months for them to get back to me after my not guilty plea. So,
nice.
This small little rinky dink township is trying to get me for $70, and it's not happening.
See, you should have announced this the other day. We could have had a rally for you outside the courthouse.
I feel like there was kind of a rally for me here tonight against the band in the chat room. So, yes, you can rally. Free Eddie Geik.
Free Eddie Geik. We need T-shirts. All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to do the show. We're going to do that show Saturday morning for the world, for the UK guys.
Our world show.
All right, 11 a.m. Eastern time?
11 a.m. Yes, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. We'll just kind of make that like a general show. We could talk about the, you know, kind of the whole season up to that point, so we're not just belaboring the whole, you know.
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I mean,
yes.
It really means a lot to us. I mean, we joke around here and everything, but, you know, it's great to see Ranger fans uniting and just, you know, we can't get this where anything anywhere else, so this is a great place to do it. That's why I like meeting people in person. They're better, much better in person. I get to see the whole real deal. So, good night, everybody, and may God bless.
Good night, everybody.